Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, April 11th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome back our friend, the great Anissa Waheed of Tara Kitchen in Schenectady, Troy, Guilderland, New York City, Wildwood, New Jersey, oh, and India. Anissa is a world traveler who brings elements of far-flung corners of the world to her creations. She's the author of a great Moroccan cookbook. The number here is 800-348-2551. If you want to quiz Anissa about cooking in general or the world or philosophy, 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But the number again is 800-348-2551. Anissa Waheed, Moroccan cooking, and your calls coming up right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome back Anissa Waheed of Tara Kitchen with locations in Schenectady, Troy, Guilderland, Tribeca, Wildwood, New Jersey, India. Tara Kitchen has been a staple of the culinary scene in this region and elsewhere for years. Anissa is an entrepreneur with an eye toward great flavors and style, very curious person, always finding something new. She's the author of a cookbook entitled Easy Moroccan Cookbook and always a favorite on this show. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You want to talk cooking with Anissa? 800-348-2551 or email voxpop@wamc.org. Anissa Waheed, welcome back. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm good. Happy spring.
Now, this over here is, it's cauliflower?
Yeah. Cauliflower wings.
I've seen them in pictures, but I've never seen them real life.
To try some. Yeah.
Well, we'll give them a shot in a little bit. What's new?
Okay, so lots of new stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, the past couple of years, we've done lots of things to grow, expand the business, all of that stuff. And one thing that I've been thinking about a lot is what are we doing in upstate and how do we kind of evolve and grow and do different things? Part of it comes from just my own, like you said, desire and curiosity to constantly be evolving and doing new things.
Yeah.
And the other part is responding to market needs and what people want from us. So we're actually kind of in the process of rebranding, relaunching all our three upstate restaurants.
No, really?
Yes.
So
I know.
Is this based on market research or is this your gut instincts?
It's a combination of both. You know, for a while now, I've been wanting to do different and new things in this market. But then you're constantly thinking about, because this is our home base.
Yeah.
So I can continue to grow the brand in different cities and, you know, different countries, if you will. And we are looking at Dubai right now, which would be very fun.
Dubai's on the table.
Dubai's on the table. I'm going to be there in July.
Cool.
But what do we do locally and how do we continue to engage with our customers and also do the stuff that I want to do? So it's a little bit of both. And it's something that's been in the works for, I would say, about a good 6-8 months.
This is a reimagining of your offerings.
Exactly. Reimagining of the brand, reimagining of what we want to do, how we want to operate, how we want to work, what works for our personal lifestyles, all of it. So, you know, when I make a business decision, we're looking at it from an extremely 360 point of view.
Right.
The kids, the family, all of that stuff. So we've been having this conversation internally for, I would say, a good 8 months. And
can I just ask you, though?
Yeah.
You're extremely successful. People love your restaurants. People love your food. Okay. You take a risk when you do this.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100% you take a risk. And it's also something that I've been, you know, thinking about a lot. But I think it's all fun and it's going to give people some new things to try. And, you know, I mean, look, even when we have in our current concepts, we're constantly changing the menus, bringing in new ingredients, new cooking styles, adding dishes,
Yeah.
So this is just an expanded version of this. We've been in this market for about 15 years in some capacity, right? It's sort of like TK 2.0, the evolution, the growth, like kind of going from elementary to middle school, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I'm itching to do something. And, you know, one thought I had was we just shut everything down and just open a new concept.
You cut it out. Stop.
Yeah, I got that a lot from my team.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, like... Every idea was on the table, and now we've kind of all come through this consensus. And as part of this rebrand evolution, we also requested and were extremely lucky to bring Chef Rick Orlando on board.
Now, wait a minute. You're bringing Chef Rick Orlando out of semi-retirement, and you're bringing him on board. I would love to have been a party to those negotiations. So that's pretty cool. When does that happen?
Actually, it was very simple. I called him up and I said, hey, want to come on board and do something with me? And he was like, let me think about that.
Oh,
and,
you know,
it's been great. It's been great. It's great because he and I have had a great relationship over the past decade or so. We've done projects together. You know, we're constantly reaching out to each other about stuff, this, that, and the other. And as I was thinking about what does this rebrand, relaunch, evolution look like, the kind of help I need and the kind of ideas and management and operations, all of that stuff, along with my travel schedule, like having somebody like him on board has been fantastic for
us. How long has he been doing this?
We've been working together now at least for a good 2 months.
Huh.
Kind of working on all of the ideas, and I kind of told him what I wanted to do, what I was thinking, and you know, he brings so much knowledge and so much his skill set and his knowledge of the customer base and the market, all of that. I mean, he's fantastic.
Yeah, and world cuisine.
World cuisine,
he knows things. He's a very, very, he educates me. Just like when you come on, I learn a lot. When Rick comes on this show, I learn an awful lot.
Every day.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Anissa Waheed today on Food Friday, 800-348-2551. You can email your questions as well to voxpop@wamc.org. Did you bring wings?
I did.
What's up with that?
So see, this is the fun stuff that we're doing. Gilderland is going to convert into a Mediterranean marketplace, catering events, and grab and go takeout express Tara kitchen.
Amazing.
Basically. Because again, that was part of something that we wanted to really do and grow as a business, but also that location was leaning more into this version of what we offer. Our data showed that, you know, a lot of people do catering events out of there. A lot of people do takeout out of there. A lot of people kind of are constantly coming in asking us for, do you have this ingredient? Do you have that ingredient? So we're taking that entire idea and putting it into one building. So in a very short couple of weeks, we're going through a mini renovation right now. Gilderland will reopen as Tara Kitchen Mediterranean Provisions and Takeout.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Will you be taking off all of the products you have on grocery store shelves and exclusively selling it at your Gilderland location?
Not necessarily. What we're doing is adding a line of product into this market space. So, people will be able to get pomegranate molasses here. People, you know, dried fruits, like things that you are using, whether it's from my cookbook or cooking within that Mediterranean belt, and you're looking for lemons or you're looking for different kinds of olives or fava beans, things that, you know, that we kind of specialize in anyway. And so it naturally extends to this store, and then you'll be able to come in there. We're building out a deli case with all different kinds of foods that you can just pick, grab and go. And then we're building a very, very big and robust catering menu. Part of that is our harissa chicken wings, our Moroccan barbecue. I brought some Moroccan Mediterranean style pasta with our flavors.
We got olives in there. Yep.
Wraps, doing a chicken wrap with apricots and almonds and Moroccan
apricots
season.
In there.
Yes, it's
genius.
You have to try.
Is this your idea, or did you steal this from somebody?
Well, No, we've done versions of this over the course of the few years.
No, I just love the apricot idea.
Oh, the apricots was Rick's idea.
That's a cool idea.
I was going with raisins, and Rick said, no, we need apricots.
Okay.
So
there's always room for raisins, too.
We've done the wings in some capacity before. We've done a pasta in some capacity before, but never really as a true staple on our menu. The wraps is very new to us. We've done sandwich. And in my Tribeca restaurant, we do bocadillas, we do bowls, and, the Tribeca menu is very different.
You know, you and I have been doing shows well before the pandemic and now well after the pandemic. Regarding this kind of grab-and-go thing,
yeah.
Do you think the pandemic sort of made that more attractive to everybody?
100%. I have no scientific, backup to quantify this, but I definitely think the way people eat, how they dine, where they go to dine, all of it changed. I mean, I think in general, we as people have changed, right? Like through the pandemic and then coming out of the pandemic and then readjusting to life and this whole working from home, not working from home, takeout, no takeout, like lunch business as we know it, at least, a lot of people that I know in the industry, lunch is sort of something that's just, for the most part, gone away. So a lot has changed.
Yeah.
And a huge part of our evolution is really responding to those changes. So for a while, we were kind of sitting around going, what's different? Why are we, not being able to, there were no tangible things that we could grasp onto and say, this is changing. But we knew customers were changing. We knew demand was changing. We knew what they were asking for was changing. So it took a little bit of time to understand what that was.
Yeah.
And then translate it to a tangible way for us to, sustain the business, grow the business, and continue to engage with the customers.
One of the things that, and by the way, we're talking to Anissa Wahid of Tara Kitchen. Moroccan food is the overarching topic today. But anything you want to talk about, 800-348-2551. One of the things I have noticed post-pandemic, I don't know whether you guys deliver or whether you have Uber Eats or DoorDash or anything like that, but there have been a couple times recently, and again, I'm a complete Luddite. My children have to do this for me, but, we've ordered burgers and stuff, and it's amazing. It's there it is at your door. Do you do that, or will you do that?
Yeah, I mean, currently we all do offer takeout.
You do, but delivery, though.
Also delivery through our website and through all the partners. What's going to be different about this new concept we're doing in, new-to-us concept we're doing in Gilderland is that stuff doesn't necessarily go away, right? We're just doing a new format of food, a little bit more visual. You can come in, look at what's happening in the deli case, a little bit more New York kind of feel.
Yeah.
Think a New York deli, not necessarily a bodega, but like a New York deli where you can walk in and you're like, oh my God, I see this in the case. I see this. There's some dessert on the shelves. There's some, there are the preserved lemons I needed to get anyway for, next week's dinner. So creating a marketplace, and then there'll still be seating in the locations. You can still sit and eat, and we will have a format of what we are currently doing for you to also do takeout with. So,
cool.
I mean, this is, again, it's a concept. And, we've established ourselves as a certain kind of brand in the community, and we're kind of now taking that and completely turning it on its head.
Yeah, I can't believe you're doing it. It's so successful. We have to take a quick break. 800-348-2551. Anissa Wahid is here from Tara Kitchen. We'll get your calls. We'll get some emails. We'll try some food, and we'll find out what else is going on. It's Vox Pop, Food Friday. Ray Graff with you. Anissa Wahid is here from Tara Kitchen. Okay. Say what you want about Orlando. The addition of the apricot in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
amazing.
The wrap, the chicken wrap is really good. So that's a new thing?
That's going to be a new thing. You can get it, you know, grab and go. You can order trays of it. We already, again, do a lot of catering for events and things, and now we're just going to lean a little bit more into it and build that business out for us, doing the Moroccan-style wings, the Moroccan-style pastas, roast chicken. So we have a menu that's going to be released very, very shortly. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm nervous. I'm scared. All of the above. But, you know, this is kind of what keeps me going. Innovation and creating new things. And
it's a risk.
It's a huge risk. But, you know, that's the difference between people who are in business and people who aren't, right? Like, isn't it true,
she
though?
She said, like, talking to the underachieving radio host. Yes.
No,
you're right.
But I was talking to my little sister about this the other day is – most entrepreneurs or people who like to be in business are constant risk takers, right? We know that no matter what we are doing, there's risk involved in that, but we sort of are willing to take that risk or willing to take the aftermath if it doesn't work.
Okay. Now, we'll get to the phones in a moment, but Anissa Waheed, you are an incredibly successful person, and I just was telling somebody this today. You're the only person I know who, rather than contracting your business during a nationwide pandemic, you actually opened Wildwood, New Jersey during a pandemic.
Yeah, okay. And Gilderland, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Time flies. Do you ever have self-doubt? Do you say, gosh, am I doing the right thing?
I do, and I take, you know, I think about a lot about the decisions that we make. We try to look at every different. I'm also the type of person who doesn't necessarily believe in regrets. And, you know, when we opened Wildwood, it was 2021. The reason we opened Wildwood was my kids were small. We were looking for a place to go get away with the kids and a lot of that kind of stuff. And we looked at the Wildwood market. It made sense for us. And so we opened Wildwood. And this is another piece of information is this year we're choosing to close Wildwood.
Interesting.
And that is happening again. It was a very successful business for us. We, you know, got a lot of critical acclaim and people were very, very supportive and positive about it. But at the same time, one of the things that changed dynamically in our family with the kids going into middle school, joining sports, doing camps, friends, this, that, you know, we kept hearing a lot from them that, you know, for us to be gone for 3 months out of the year, we're missing out on building relationships with the girls. With our friends,
right,
or doing things locally. We don't get to see grandma. We don't get to see our auntie. Da, 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 da. So this conversation started maybe about, again, like a year and a half ago. And we were really looking at how do we maintain all of our family needs and requirements while we're still kind of expanding and growing. And, you know, so for that very important and very tangible reason, we decided, hey, you know, it was great when we were able to do it. It was a very different market. It was a very different time for us. But looks like our needs have changed. Tribeca is bigger and better than ever and continues to grow and is, you know, like in the next 6-7 weeks, we have so many events happening in Tribeca along with the city, with people, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of look at all of those, right? Like, I'm looking at what's happening now, what can we do for the near future, then what are we looking at the far future? And you have to be able to adapt and change to what your needs are. I think there's no greater sin, actually. Someone was in the restaurant recently, Judge Powers, when he said, no greater sin than doubling down on something, right? Like, if something's not working and in any sort of relationship.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that. I also believe in no regrets. Everything good, bad, ugly, horrible, I learn something from it. I grow from it. You know, we had a very, very challenging time in India and continue to have a challenging time in India in that market with all of the
things. Is it just tough getting business or was it a regulatory issue?
No, and definitely not regulatory. It's more an issue of being in a market where you don't understand the culture, the people. You know, I made that mistake.
But you're from India.
Exactly. I made the mistake. I'm from India. I was born in India. I know everything. I eat my chicken tikka masala. No, I don't eat chicken tikka masala. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I had this grandiose idea of what I thought I knew about India. I go there and I get slapped around because I don't know enough about the local market, enough about how people people eat and drink, and more importantly, staff, managing staff and what their needs are. So it's a very, so we've spent over a year now just learning in India, right? And but that in many ways that's made me a stronger business person, a stronger mom, a stronger wife. My husband might disagree, but
well, he's a brilliant guy too, and your kids are brilliant. They have great genes. Is it tougher for you to run an international business or be a mom?
1,000,000% mom.
It's a tricky job, huh?
It's a very tricky, challenging job. I have a demanding career. They're young girls. They're now fresh teenagers, 13 and 14.
Good luck, pal.
Yeah.
That's all
so
I can tell you.
Lots of navigating. And honestly, if we didn't have FaceTime, if you didn't have all the communication devices that we have in today's world, I don't know how it would have worked for us, right? So we're constantly in touch. And I try to do my travel schedule around their schedule as much as I can.
Yeah.
But 100%, you know, parenting is something that's 24 hours, 7 days a week. I can let a fire burn in a restaurant somewhere, but I can't let that happen with the kids, right?
Yeah.
So definitely a mom.
Okay, let's take a call or two. Anissa Waheed is here. Hey, Zach, let's turn off Anissa's mic for a minute. It's drooping. I got to do a little roadie work here and fix it. So we'll go to, our buddy Joan in Schenectady. Joan, you talk for a minute, and then I'm going to fix Anissa's mic.
I think that's wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, Anissa. I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, I haven't heard from Anissa Waheed and I need to know what's going on. So I'm delighted that we're on the phone together. I'm very happy.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm really well. And I'm even better knowing that I heard that you're going into a partnership with Chef Rick. And,
oh, yeah. Joan's a big Rick Orlando fan.
Yes. Yeah, very, very excited to have him on board.
I've loved the flavor. I'm going to use the word fruit fusion,
yeah,
which I don't usually use. But there you go. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah. Can I stop you there for a minute, Joan?
You may.
You spoke. I had a chance to eat one of these wings. It's unbelievably amazing.
Yes.
This is the one that has the orange in it?
Yeah, so I brought two versions. We have a honey harissa orange glaze. These are marinated and roasted in the oven.
I would drink that sauce.
A trick that Rick actually taught us. And, the sauce is something that we've done in the restaurant in various different forms. The
so
honey
good.
Harissa orange glaze is something that we worked with for a while. So I think it's like the perfect glaze to go on there. And the other one is a apricot prune barbecue sauce. They are sort of Moroccan. And I think it works really well.
All right. Well, Joan, why don't you talk? I'll try the other one.
All right. Well, while you're eating, I'll tell you that I made lion's mane mushroom nuggets with a sesame ginger sauce.
Mm.
And I thought about you, Ray, with every last morsel I ate.
Wow. This is incredible. Anissa Waheed gets an award. Now, I'm a mess because of the sauce now. So keep talking, Joan. I'm going to clean up.
I can picture it. Wow. Anissa, you can help me. I purchased a little jar of actual cardamom seed pods.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly I just love the scent. I like crush them and, just breathe in the scent. So how about I should learn to cook with them more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already thinking, ooh, a little of the lemony flavor in that apricot prune thing. So please, can you share with me, it can even be desserts.
Cardamom is a huge spice that's used in dessert. You can brew tea with it. When I'm making chai at home, I love having a couple of cardamom pods in there.
Oh, interesting.
You can crush it up and, marry it with other spices like cinnamon and cloves to get sort of a garam masala version of it, right? It's a very fragrant, soft flavor. We put it in soups and chicken stock. Really, the uses are endless.
All right, Joan.
Right. Okay.
All right,
thank
Joan.
You.
Listen, I've been dining, so now I'm done. So I said I'll let you go now, I guess.
It's really good. Good to hear both your voices. Be well.
Thanks, Joan. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's our buddy Anissa Waheed, Those wings are absolute dynamite. And you have done these in the past?
Yes, we've done the harissa honey glaze with chicken wings for wing walk. We've done it for other events at the restaurant, yeah.
Well, let's see who's on the line here. Oh, we'll go down to somebody who's in the car. Rick, who's on I-87. Rick, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
What's up, buddy? Oh, you dropped out. It's the quietest Rick has ever been. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Rick.
You got me now. Hello.
All right, go ahead, man.
No, my car was yelling. Hey, I just want to, first of all, say, working with Muntasim and Anissa and their chef, Josh, absolutely magical situation, the greatest people to work with. Oh. We have all these great flavor profiles to play with, and then, you know, turning them into different formats that may be more familiar or more comforting for people who want to do takeout, like the wraps and the wings and the cauliflower wings and pasta. And I'm just really excited about working with these guys and helping them out. Just want to just throw that in there, because sometimes you get into relationships and it's just pure work, but this we laugh all the time.
We have so much fun constantly together. Yeah.
But Rick, really let me ask you a question. How much hemming and hawing did you have to do before you decided?
Okay, I would like to know.
All right, let's find out. Rick.
How much hemming and hawing did I have to do before I decided what?
To take the gig, man.
Oh, not much at all. You know, we've talked over the years because we're friends, and I love... One of my favorite things to do, if I had a fantasy job, it would be to build out businesses and not have to run them.
and you have it.
There you go.
Yeah. And when she approached me, I looked at the three different restaurants, and my brain kicked into high gear, and we have great ideas for everybody. So, and like I said, they're great to work with, and we've got a really great product to start from, which is good, because sometimes I get called to do consulting, and it's like, the product may not be so great, and it's like climbing a mountain. But this is like jumping into a warm swimming pool, really ready, really beautiful. And that's the metaphor of the day.
I don't know, man. I tell you, at the Old Town Park, if the pool was warm, you kind of got out, especially the kiddie pool. But hey, Rick.
Well, we're not in the kiddie pool now.
All right, Rick.
Grown-up pool.
Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Rick.
800-348-2551 is the number. Anissa Waheed is here. Oh, I forgot to compliment him on the addition to the chicken wraps.
Yes.
That's going to be a hit.
I think so, too.
Let's go to Margo in Castleton. Hello, Margo.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. So I think it's wonderful that Rick and Anissa are collaborating, because I love all of their cooking over the years, and I'm very excited. So actually, it's interesting that Joan mentioned the lion's mane, because I was just going to make a pitch for more vegetarian offerings, because I know you guys have been talking about the chicken wings and the chicken wraps.
I'm well, we have the cauliflower
if
wings.
Can comment about that?
Yeah, you know, we do have beautiful cauliflower wings here, but I'm kind of afraid of them, so I haven't had them yet.
It's not spicy at all. I know.
No,
it
wasn't the spice. It's
the
cauliflower.
Just cauliflower.
All right, I'll try it. You talk to Margo.
Well, hi, Margo. How are you? You know, Tara Kitchen in general, we've been very, very vegan, vegetarian forward for, over a decade. In fact, been awarded for our vegan, vegetarian food as well. And any time that I personally create a menu, and I know that even Rick and working with him as well, that's something that's always forefront of how we think about. So, for example, we are doing chicken wings, but we're also offering them as cauliflower wings as well.
And they're good.
And we have, pretty much we try to balance the menu with things that are vegetarian, which are, I'm not a big fan of using fake vegetarian products. So I don't work with, pre-made soy things and all these other things, because there's a huge gamut of vegetarian food in the world to pull from. I mean, I come from India, of course, Morocco, and just in general, like this pasta that I brought today, this is a Mediterranean Moroccan vegetarian pasta. So absolutely. I personally also prefer to eat a lot of vegetarian food as much as I possibly can. So it's something that we are very much focused on.
Margo.
Great. That's really good. I know. I think Capital Region 518 food market is very attentive in general, and we're seeing a lot more vegan opportunities as well. So anyway, great. Good luck with all your adventures. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. You know, Rick is real good with the vegetarian stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
He brought something on, and I forget what it is now, years ago, and it was used satan. Mm. And it was so meaty. He wasn't intending to copy meat.
Right.
I think that's one of the mistakes you'll get with vegetarian fare.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a, you know, you call this
beef
chicken.
Sandwich.
This is cauliflower.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he's just his wealth of knowledge is amazing, you know. So I'm excited because he's teaching me so much about so many things, not just about food, but about operations. And it's great. Like, I grew the business. I know it's so hard to believe, but I grew the business out of not being from the restaurant business, right?
You were like, in the art advertising world?
Well, I went to school for fine arts. Then I was in graphic design for a little bit. And then I was in technology, right? For a good 15 years before I said, oh, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to get into the food business. So really everything that I've done, learned has been very much, you know, on the ground and learning the hard way, so to speak. So, and tons of people do that. Nothing wrong with it. But to have somebody like him with his breadth of knowledge and experience and having worked in so many different cities and countries and also types of cuisine, you know, he really gets it. He understands it. And it's so interesting because my team was like, well, how's this going to look? What is this partnership? Da, da, da. And for me, it's amazing because, like he's also said, like, he understands the flavors. He gets the flavors. So we can talk about something. If I say something, he knows immediately what that means. And when he says something to me, I know immediately what that means. So it's been, I mean, I'm not just saying this for the PR or value of it.
No,
it's
no,
just
but,
been like really, really great to have somebody like that in the kitchen with me, just working together.
One thing you don't need from me is PR. I mean, you're doing all right on your own. You know, what was your specialty when you were in the art world?
Well,
what was your focus when you came up through school learning art? What did you like best?
Creating.
Yeah.
You know, I always
visual
wanted, I was in painting.
Okay.
I liked singing. I did drama a lot. Like, I've always dancing. I learned dance for a long time. So I was always an artist. But even when I was in the art world, never quite really knowing, like, do I want to specialize in fine arts? Do I want to do oils? Do I want to do, you know, charcoal? Or do I want to, you know, whatever it is? Or do I want to do sculpture? But I just love being able to create.
Yeah.
So I think, like, over now, you know, 30 years, then finding food, to me, was, like, such a huge eye-opening experience because I felt like a ton of my creative energy got into that, right? Got absorbed into cooking.
Do you get the same, and we have to take a break, 800-348-2551. Do you get the same endorphin rush when you create something like this that's on our plate that you did when, oh, I banged out a painting and it's great.
Yeah.
And there's a certain rush when you create.
Absolutely.
Is it the same?
I think it's even more for me because I probably didn't realize that this is where I wanted to be because I've always loved food. I've always loved eating, all of that stuff, but not necessarily thinking that that could be, you know, a career or a passion for me. So it took me a very long time to get to it, but I can't, it's amazing to just be in the kitchen and cooking and having people like enjoy it because it's a 3D experience, right?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you can't eat a painting.
Correct.
You wouldn't eat a painting. If you ate a Picasso, then there's no more Picasso. So then you have to make more of this. So it's not quite analogous. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. It's Anisa Waheed, and it's you if you want to call. If not, we got a lot to talk about. Zach, you know who that is on Barry Sachs? That's Ronnie Cuber, the late Ronnie Cuber. Just a monster sax player. It's Anisa. I digress. It's Food Friday. Anisa Waheed is with us from Tara Kitchen. They're going to revamp, sort of rebrand, which I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what you're doing.
No.
I'm a radio guy. But I mean, if it ain't broke, do you fix it? That's the thing.
Well, I think a couple of things, like if it ain't broke, do you fix it? We have talked about that as well. But then we were also kind of thinking about what do we want to do as a company? How do we grow as a company?
Yeah.
And, you know, all of those kind of things. So this was not a fast, quick, easy decision. This is, you know, like I said, has been percolating in the company for a while. And then also talking to Rick, getting his thoughts and ideas on it. You know, one idea that I've had for a very, very long time is to do some sort of a medse, tapas, cocktail, wine bar type of concept,
yeah.
Which were that's what's going to happen in Troy. So we're going to convert Troy and Midsummer into this new brand. So it's also a desire for me to do some different stuff and, you know, play around with different ideas and concepts. And while we still try to stay local, while the kids are still in middle school and going through high school. So we had to look at, okay, where are you going to be physically?
Yeah.
And then how do you do stuff? I mean, again, right, like being that creative person and wanting to have that sort of new and different, but still maintain your guests and maintain your customers. It's a very, very fine fine line.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Anissa Waheed's our guest. Well, the email is voxpop@wamc.org, and we'll do that in a second. But the pasta is delicious. And one of the things I love about so many things that you make, the olives. And I don't know where you get the olives or how you do the olives, but the olives are special.
You know, cooking with the olives, I don't do anything special, but I think when you cook with the olives, all the spices get into it. Or, you know, it changes its the chemistry of the olive itself. And all I've heard this so often where people come to the restaurant and say, I don't eat olives unless it's in your tagine. And I'm like, just try cooking them at home. And whatever you are cooking, like throw the olives in there. Because I think, you know, people are thinking when they eat olives, they're eating them by themselves, as you know.
I have a daughter who just eats olives by herself.
Yeah.
She just loves them.
I love olives.
Yeah.
But I think cooking them and then having them kind of change a little bit in what you're cooking makes a huge difference.
I got to say, I know you would look askance at this. I would take a couple of those and pop them in a martini just like that. I bet it would be delicious.
Let's do it next time.
No. It'll be a very, very loose show. All right, this email from, looks like, Ellen. Will you be offering vegetarian options at your reimagined Gilderland location?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots and lots of vegetarian options. And like I was saying to Margot earlier, we have always been very vegan and vegetarian forward.
Yeah.
None of that is going to change. You know, we've built a menu for our deli case and for our grab and go as well as our catering where I don't think you'll be disappointed in seeing what we're doing. I mean, that's always been something that's top of mind for us.
All right, Claudia writes in, next week I'm traveling to Morocco for a 10-day vacation.
Ooh.
I'm a vegetarian. I've been told the very best dishes in Morocco have meat in them. Can
yes.
you recommend some menu items for me to look for in restaurants that will be suitable for a vegetarian? And that's from Claudia.
I mean, Claudia, I'm actually going to be in Morocco next week, too.
Oh, my gosh. You might run into each other. Hey.
This is a good question. You know, usually a lot of the Moroccan tagines are very much meat forward. So what you find in the restaurants, like the chicken makouli or the lamb merousia, all of that stuff is very much meat forward. You can look for salads, sandwiches. I don't know if you're vegan or vegetarian.
She said vegetarian.
Vegetarian, yeah. So like egg sandwiches. You might be able to ask the restaurant or the kitchen staff to, you know, make you something vegetarian with like chickpeas and that kind of stuff. But nothing that comes to mind.
But it's all going to be good.
It's all going to be great. Lots of eggplant, lots of tomatoes, shakshukas, those kind of things. So I don't think you will not find vegetarian food. You will. You just kind of have to make sure that you're letting your servers know.
All right, let's go to our phone lines now. Anissa Waheed is our guest, 800-348-2551. Let's go to Chris in Housatonic. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Anissa, I got a question for you. Do you cook with any passion fruits?
Passion fruits.
Passion fruits. Do you cook with any passion fruits?
I do not. But you can. I mean, I'm a huge fan of cooking with fruits and meats. I mean, that's something that happens a lot in Indian food, Moroccan food.
Yeah.
The Persians are kind of the ones who really champion this whole idea of fruit and meat cooking. So I'm a huge fan of testing, trying, and, you know, why not?
Absolutely. Chris, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. That's our number. It's Anissa Waheed today. Let's go to Delhi. Jim, you're on.
Hi there.
Howdy.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm really enjoying your program so much.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to speak up a little bit and let you know. First of all, I was a fine arts undergraduate, graduating into theater education myself. But I always loved to cook, and I ultimately became an architect and grew up always saying if I had to do over again, I'd be a chef. And my daughter kept hearing that, and so she grew up and became a chef.
Oh.
But anyway, my specialty in architecture is I design restaurants. So a little like your friend, I think it was Chris, who said, you know, he loves to help develop these things. You don't necessarily want to work in one, but so that's my story, and I'm really enjoying my career, and I work with such creative and wonderful people, and every one of them is a hopeless romantic, and I like that.
Did you ever design an Arby's?
No, I designed a lot of chain restaurants, some of which I can't can't tell you about, but a lot of hotels. We've designed hotels and casinos and that sort of thing, and it's been a wonderful career.
Very cool.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah. Appreciate that call very much. It's 800-348-2551. Anissa Waheed is here. This email from Sally in Deerfield, Mass. A recipe to enhance couscous to accompany scallops. What do you got?
Okay. So, I mean, something we do at the restaurant all the time, saute some onions and, you know, cook your couscous to your package directions. And once that's cooked, saute some onions, garlic, peas, carrots, raisins, and toss your couscous in there. In Morocco, they would also add a little bit of powdered sugar to it. Just a little bit, just a tiny, tiny hint, not a lot. You don't want to make it like sweet.
You don't do scallops, right?
We do scallops in Tribeca sometimes, depending on when and how we can get them and stuff. But we do sear scallops all the time. But having this sort of couscous with a little bit of veggies and some fruits and stuff in it gives it a little, you know, enhances it. You can have it as a side. You can, you know. What happened?
It's okay. Listen, Lucas Willard is going to be on in about 40 minutes. This place is a mess. What's this white stuff I just spilled all over the place?
It's garlic sauce.
Oh, my.
Yogurt and
wings.
Garlic sauce, yes.
Oh,
for the wings.
I put some on my
Rick
plate.
Rick whipped that up in the kitchen today.
Okay, I'll try it with the rest of my wings after the show. Sorry, Lucas, but this place is a disaster area. I don't eat that neatly. I think that's
a
problem.
We'll clean up.
You don't have to. You're the talent. You don't have to do anything. Ian is in Cheshire, Mass. Ian, go ahead.
Hi there. First time, long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
My girlfriend lives in Schenectady, and I live in Cheshire. So I work in Pittsfield. And I regularly find myself driving between Pittsfield and Schenectady.
Mm.
And I am often looking for interesting places to get a snack. Do you have any recommendations on interesting snack spots?
Well, geez, I mean, you're talking to a restaurateur
here.
What are you going to say? Yeah, you know, there's a Burger King on Route 20. I mean, come on, man.
Well, no, of course, Tara Kitchen. We do
lots
of fun stuff. We have a location in downtown Schenectady. But, you know, Schenectady has lots of great things to offer.
Yeah, they sure do. And so does Pittsfield. I mean, there's a lot. Actually, you know, there's you have a location in Troy.
It's
on the way, sort of,
yes.
Depending on how you get there from Pittsfield. You know, I think you just got...
Like the Steventown, Averill Park area?
They're two separate areas.
Yeah, those areas, unfortunately, I don't know.
Not yet. You know, give her about a year, Ian. I'm sure she'll have one there as well. Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. You know, one of the callers said, oh, you know, I always talked about being a chef, and my daughter ended up being a chef. You ever wonder what your kids will end up doing?
Yeah, we think about that a lot, and we have this conversation a lot. Zoya is going into high school this fall, and She's talking about, you know, where am I going to go to college? She's already, I mean, she hasn't even started ninth grade, but she's already kind of thinking and preparing. They get that organizational prep skills from me.
Yeah.
Dad.
Well.
But, you know, for me, I think they're still at that age where they still want to kind of be involved in some capacity in the business.
Yeah.
But let's see how high school and college goes. And I think that they will be part of it because they're both very much interested in business. And even if they go off and do something else and come back. But I don't necessarily want to put any kind of pressure on the kids that you have to carry this on. Or this, you know, this is something that Muntasim and I started because this is what we wanted to do. And this is, then we grew the business because we wanted to grow it. And sometimes Zoya will say, you know, Tara Kitchen, my arch nemesis.
But I mean, they must have seen you after a, you know, restaurants can be pretty hectic places and you can be exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They must have seen you come home saying, oh, it was kind of a long day today,
kids.
Absolutely,
all of that. So it'll be interesting to see. They do currently help and do stuff in the restaurant and outside the restaurant. When we were thinking about the rebrand, relaunch of the three upstate locations, we had, you know, our house meetings and we'd ask them their opinions and they're big, 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 big foodies. They're constantly eating. They want to go to restaurants. So they're very, very heavily involved right now. So we'll see how that turns out.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure. My kids have been counseled, don't go into radio. That's
no.
What. They learned that lesson. Let's go to Mame in Rensselaerville. Mame, you're on with Anissa Waheed.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I have a question. I've traveled both to, I was in Morocco this time last year and India a couple of years before, and I found it, I'm not a vegetarian, but I found the opportunity to eat more vegetarian meals there, and there were so many delicious options. One thing that I've been not able to find now that I'm back, and I loved it, is the Moroccan cheese. And I'm not sure I'm going to say it right. Is it Jaben?
Jaben, yes, yes, yes.
And I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually work. I don't cook with it or eat it or any of that stuff. So I haven't necessarily looked for it. But, you know, we have more and more. We have a lot of these Mediterranean, African grocery stores that are opening up in downtown Albany. I don't know where you said you're from.
Rensselaerville, which is a beautiful spot in the hills. Oh, gosh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, but I would recommend potentially, actually right where the studio is, there's lots of new Mediterranean, African stores. Aladdin comes to mind, which I know Rick goes to a lot as well. They might have it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of...
Okay. Well, tell me, thanks for the call, Mame. Tell me about this cheese. What's it made out of?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? So you're not a cheesehead?
Absolutely not. Dairy is not a thing for me.
Really? You don't... You're not a vegan, right?
No. Dairy is not a thing for me because, you know, I grew up in India and we don't necessarily... When you eat at home, you don't eat dairy. And the only dairy that you would be eating, at least in our house, naturally would be yogurt.
Right.
So we eat yogurt rice or you'd eat a raita with your food. But cheese was never a part of growing up for us, whether it was in food or on sandwiches or any of that kind of stuff.
That's interesting.
Even as an adult, even after moving to America, and I've now lived in America over 30 years, it's just not part of anything that I eat. Huh. Like in our house, you'll never find cheese.
Like pizza. I know that.
The kids like pizza. I know that when we're in Morocco, we eat a lot of laughing cow cheese.
Oh, well, that's odd because you can find that right up the street.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that's interesting. But the idea of Moroccan cheese, I've never heard of it. Maybe they have it at Cheese Traveler. That's a great cheesemonger in Albany, so it's quite possible. All right, we're almost done here in Issa Waheed.
Oh, gosh, really?
What a fast hour.
That was very fast.
You have 12 seconds to tell me anything I forgot to ask about.
Well, I'm doing this super exciting thing next week. I'm going to be cooking on Holland America's cruise.
Oh, cool!
Which is really, really fun. We've been working on that for a few months now, and I've done it once before.
That's right.
So I'm excited to do that. And
do you get seasick at all?
I don't. But also when you're on the ship, you're kind of inside and doing stuff. It doesn't really feel. But I'm excited about that. And then we have lots of stuff going on in Tribeca in May. Then I go to Dubai in July because we're starting to do our...
Do the business dealings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Art of the Deal, Volume 2 with Anissa
please,
Wahid.
Please.
All right, fair enough. Hey, listen, what's your website so people can find out more?
TaraKitchen.com.
TaraKitchen.com.
Yes. That's our handles on Instagram, and my handle is Chef Anissa. Yeah, you can find a lot of information over there.
Fantastic. You're a gem. Thank you for being with us.
Thank
Regards
you.
To the family.
Thank you so much.
Support comes from Clock Estate, Hudson, New York, an earth-to-glass brandy distillery and destination that features tours, tastings, fine dining, and a hilltop view of the northern Catskill Range. Clock-estate.com. Honest Weight Food Co-op in Albany, local organic and sustainable groceries for all, open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Home delivery available online at honestweight.coop for information. And the Devlin Inn and Suites, Main Street, Lake Placid, welcoming families, athletes, and groups to the historic Olympic Village with Adirondack Mountain views and dog-friendly accommodations. TheDevlinNY.com to learn more. I know from dog-friendly accommodations because my wife sends me to the doghouse at least twice a month. We're done. Thanks to Anissa Wahid. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zachary Malloy. Zach, you got to try these wings, man. They are insanely good. Thanks to Barb King, who screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. We'll see you Monday at 2.